This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. State officials are looking into this morning's tragic accident on I-93 South near the O'Neill Tunnel. A woman was killed when a manhole cover flew up and smashed through her windshield. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now from the State House. Steve, Governor Baker spoke about this afternoon. What did he say?
Well, the governor said first and foremost his thoughts go out to the victim's family. The governor said it was an incredibly random tragedy.
My understanding is this is an incredibly infrequent event, and in fact, no one, and we have a lot of people who've worked at the Department of Transportation for years and years, decades, no one can ever remember this happening before here in Massachusetts. But even under that circumstance, we decided to send the highway crews out to inspect every single opening of any kind, whether it's a grate or a manhole cover or an electronic grate or whatever it is out there on all the metropolitan highway system roads. And if we see anything that concerns us, we'll do what we need to do to make sure we shut it down.
The governor says the state police are working with the DOT on an investigation into exactly what happened this morning. The last time that manhole cover was inspected was back in June of 2014.
And how often are the manhole covers supposed to be inspected?
Well, manhole covers and grates are inspected every 2 years. I asked Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack, given what happened today, if possibly they should be inspected more frequently.
That's one of the factors that we are going to take a look at as we do a after-incident evaluation of this. We are in the tunnels every 6 months doing inspections, so we can look at that. I think part of what we want to see is what is the condition of the things we inspect. If we do the inspections and everything's in good shape, it doesn't necessarily lead to the conclusion that we need to do more. But, you know, we're open to anything. Our number one priority is to keep the folks on our roads safe, and if there's something we're not doing that we should be doing that will keep them safer, we'll change how we've been doing it.
The inspection teams are off the road for the afternoon rush, but they'll be going back out there later to make sure all those manhole covers and grates are secure.
WBUR's Steve Brown at the State House. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
And we now know the name of the woman who was killed in the accident. Milton Public School Superintendent has identified her as Caitlin Clavett. She taught elementary school art in Milton and had been with the district for 4 years. Clavett was a graduate of Winchester High School.